Cairns Airport shut down, flood submerge aircraft. According to Tourism Tropical North Queensland, TTNQ, Chief Executive Officer Mark Olson, there are presently 4,500 visitors in the area, which includes 400 emergency crew members. He stated, since December 5, the region has lost an estimated $60 million in cancellations and forward bookings. We have another tough week ahead as we assess the damage and map our way forward. In the past 24 hours, 307 millimeters of rain has been recorded at the airport, and it is expected it will not reopen until Tuesday at the very earliest, while more rain is still in the forecast. At this time of year, the rains and floods are causing flight turmoil as travelers had hoped to travel for the holidays. The city is also underwater and water drinking supplies have been contaminated, standing as an immediate emergency needs that must be addressed. Roads to Cairns have also been shut down due to flooding, turning the region into a literal island. The rain bombs are being caused by Cyclone Jasper, which in its aftermath is leaving rain bombs of 600 millimeters in the past 40 hours, with 300 millimeters still to come today. Airport authorities advised, please do not travel to the airport today. The Cairns Airport website posted that it is looking to reopen Tuesday, December 19, with an official update at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Approximately 14,000 residents are getting by without electricity, and a community of nearly 300 was ordered to evacuate today to Cooktown, located 80 kilometers away. Residents are moving to hotels that have been fashioned into evacuation centers. According to reports from Queensland Police, a man, 30, died who was found unconscious next to fallen power lines, and a young girl, 10, was in critical condition after being struck by lightning. The Tropical North Queensland Tourism CEO anticipates travel and tourism will need assistance in order to rebuild and recover from this catastrophic flooding occurring in Cairns.